The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The weather is, it's in that kind of category of don't look at it too closely in case it goes away, but it is absolutely gorgeous. That means barbecues all around the country being brought out. That means we need expert tips. For that, we have John Relihan from Pit Bros here in Dublin, where he is your grill master, pit master. What do I officially call you?
Well, I was trying to come up with that earlier on, but I would just say a barbecue pit master of Ireland, or a legend of barbecue.
We'll start there. If you have any queries or questions about barbecues or recipe ideas or anything else you want to run past our legend of barbecue, John Relihan, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106. Start us off with the simple end of things. What do people get wrong when it comes to barbecue?
I think one of the few key things, using bad charcoal, not having patience.
And what's bad charcoal?
Bad charcoal. So you could buy charcoal from loads of different stores, and they give off loads of different fumes. So there's two really good companies out there. One is called Goodwood Fuel and Fugo. His name is Patrick. If you buy your charcoal from them, there's no weird chemicals in it. There's no loads of smoke. So, you know, when you light a barbecue at home, you have all those fumes of smoke. That just turns you off a barbecue. If you get a good charcoal, you're not going to have that smoke. In 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be at Bloom. I'm going to have loads of charcoal there cooking over the fire, and you're not going to see any smoke there. It's just clean heat.
Now, you're faced with two choices. You can go briquette or you can go lump wood. Which do you recommend and why?
Lump wood is the best thing. If you're going to go down the lines of charcoal, lump wood is probably the best charcoal that you can get. It's literally the wood that they take and they turn it into charcoal. So you can have different types of charcoal from my favorite charcoal would be like a she-oak or a Malibu. It's a different type of wood. It's a hardwood. And you can turn any wood into charcoal. Now you can buy that, and it's a clean heat.
So you said number one was the wrong kind of charcoal. What else do people get wrong?
The next thing is using, you know, when you go to the shop and you buy meat, you need to make sure that you select the right meat. Or if you're vegetarian or vegan, select the right veg, you know. One of the key things is if you go and support your local butcher, go in and speak to your butcher. Every village, every town has a butcher. Right. So just go support them. Share a bit of love with them. They need a bit of support in it. And butchers are top class at their art of what they do. You get a nice like ribeye steak with nice marbling, good fat. Irish beef, of course, is one of the best in the world. And you cook that over the fire. Even if you're just going down the simple side, and one of the key things a lot of people make wrong as well is overcomplicating how many things you put on the grill. So if you're new to barbecue, just start off slowly. Start off with a simple burger. When you light the fire, imagine if you have a round grill, half of that, imagine it's a pizza. So you put half of that with charcoal, a quarter with a little bit of charcoal, and the other quarter, the final quarter of that pizza, you don't add any charcoal. So you can control your heat. Less is more. So when you open up that barbecue and you throw the charcoal in, just throw in a few handfuls. You don't have to throw in the whole bag. Less is more. Get the barbecue hot and then add a little bit more charcoal to get more heat.
And a text asking, thank God for your guest. I'm cooking a barbecue today. What's the best way to cook steak? Well, let's start with the best steak. You're saying ribeye.
Best steak. My personal choice is a beautiful ribeye steak or a sirloin steak. Now, I think my wife has went to the shop this morning and she got sirloin. So we're going to be having sirloin.
Thick cut, presumably?
Nice thick cut. Yeah, nice thick cut. If you go into a butcher, you can get it cut any size you want. But if you go like a nice little thick cut steak, the best way to do it, if it's gas or charcoal. Now, of course, I'm a chef and I would always say go charcoal. Now, if any listeners out there and have gas, just get cooking. All I want you to do is cook outside, have a bit of fun and enjoy this weather.
Are you a sear and finish or reverse sear recommender?
Depends on the day.
Well, for this person who's facing a steak this afternoon, what are you telling them?
Well, I tell you, direct onto the grill. For me, direct onto the grill. So what you can do is you can season that beautiful meat, whichever choice you got, whatever is your favorite cut. Season it very simply. You can do salt and pepper, or I'm just going to plug my own business in there, Pit Bros retail business, with a nice bit of charred rub. A little bit of oil. Make sure your grill is hot. Cook it on there, and just if you have the charcoal, make sure there's like a 4-inch gap between the charcoal and the grill so it doesn't flare up. If it does flare up, just use the tongs, keep calm, and move it to the side. Put it on the grill. My favorite cook is like a medium rare.
Text to say, can you ask about sides? I'm a decent enough barbecuer, but my wife always complains about not enough sides. Is there anything interesting you've tried lately? Secondly, I have a vegan friend coming over. Anything for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's two things. One thing that I actually got addicted to recently was broccoli. Tinderstem broccoli you can buy in the shop. Coat it up with a bit of salt and pepper and a bit of seasoning on there. Get it onto the grill. On the side, I cook loads of chili and garlic and capers and a few anchovies. Toss it back in there. Toss it all up in that. That's a beautiful side.
And you don't blanch it or pre-steam it. Straight to the grill.
Just straight onto the grill for me. As long as the grill isn't too hot, because it'll burn otherwise. If you keep it nice, medium heat, lovely. As a vegan friend, because you'll always have a few people coming to the party that are vegan. My favorite item is getting, you know, aubergines, like eggplant aubergines, throwing it directly onto the charcoal, opening it up. Scoop out.
Yeah. When you say throw it right, do you mean not onto the grill at all, but actually in among the coals?
Onto the charcoal. So you use that beautiful lump charcoal, get your aubergines, make a few holes in it, put it onto the charcoal, scoop out all that beautiful, we call it like the caviar of aubergine, mix it up with some garlic. You can comfy your garlic with butter on the barbecue as well. So you have smoked garlic, comfy butter. No butter because it's vegan. But just cook your garlic on the barbecue. Throw it into the aubergine. Mix it with some capers, some lemon, some parsley, some herbs. Season cauliflower, roast it in the smoker or on the grill. Put it on top. And for the vegan friend, you can get some tzatziki vegan yogurt. Mix it and squeeze it on top with some pomegranates, fresh herbs. Oh,
this now, if I'm doing cauliflower by that recommendation, do I treat it like a steak?
You can, yeah, absolutely.
So cook it the same way?
Absolutely.
Cut it thick and just...
Nice and thick, not too thick, not the fire, not too hot, just enough so you don't want to burn it. But it'll cook and you can cut it up beautifully on the barbecue as well.
Another one asking, are disposable barbecues worth it? And what surface should I put a disposable barbecue on?
Now, in the back of my car... disposable barbecues, I don't necessarily like them, just because the charcoal or whatever they put into it is not that great. It's too close to the grill and you normally burn your stuff if you take it to the beach. You could go online and buy a nice, decent, foldable barbecue that you can put into the car that you can reuse all the time. You can either get a charcoal one or a gas one. Now, of course, I will say charcoal all the way. The one I have in the car is charcoal. And we'll probably go to Powers Court after this to do a barbecue. Yeah, disposable, not so much. But if that's the only thing that you have, absolutely get it.
The thing of what surface to put it on, I assume the answer is anything made out of stone or concrete and not wood.
Correct. Definitely not wood.
One asking, what's good barbecue for kids? All I ever do is sausages and burgers. Would chicken work? Mum of four kids.
Yeah, mum of four kids. Well, you could get some nice little skewers. You can get some kofters, like a beef kofter, and put them on skewers and roll them up, and you can get a beautiful like pita wrap, and you can put them in with a nice little bit of sauce or a simple ketchup, or even plug in my own sauce, a proper meat sauce. The kids will love it. Even chicken, you know, you wouldn't necessarily do a chicken leg, I don't think, for kids. But you could do like little chicken skewers and fold it up and season them up really nicely and loads of sauce and dip them
in. You can crank out a decent chicken wing as well on a barbecue.
Oh, chicken wings, absolutely. Beautiful chicken wings.
Another one asking in relation to adding wood. So whatever about the charcoal, adding then hardwood, whether it be mesquite or hickory or apple or anything else, is it worth doing?
Absolutely. Now, it depends on the barbecue that you have. And I love you mentioned loads of different woods there, because there's a alphabet of woods that you can use. So my favorite would be a sweet chestnut or a plum or an orange wood. And that gives so much more flavor. And some people think, well, you just burn it and it's smoke and it's gone. It's just a waste of money. Everything has its little mini purpose and you'll get a beautiful flavor.
So what about those people who are saying, okay, I want to take it to the next level and I want to do something that requires me to sit by this barbecue for the next 30 hours maintaining it. Is there a good starter meat to do for long, low and slow?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, first thing you need to do, if you're thinking about doing a 30-hour cook-off, call me and I'll come to your house and we'll enjoy a cold beer together. Basically, my favorite would be a whole pork shoulder. I actually had a guy called Alan who messaged me this morning on Instagram, and he has been cooking a whole pork shoulder, and he put it in last night at 8 o'clock yesterday evening, and he took it out this morning. He follows me on Instagram, and I got that message from him. So if you are cooking a brisket, a pork shoulder, Something
brisket's
like that.
Risky though. A pork butt, pork shoulder, it's harder than a brisket can hurt you.
Yeah, a brisket can if you select the right brisket. Now, Irish grass-fed beef, of course, is more lean. But if you select a really good fatty brisket and you have it in there with the right temperature, around 130, 140 degrees, the key thing with brisket is patience and wrap it up.
Now,
butter.
John, you won't know this, but this man has a certain expertise in this area and a certain love of the area. Bobby, is there anything you want to weigh in on here?
I've had disastrous briskets, and I know John from his, and he's a great ambassador for the world of barbecue, something which I, as you well know, and many of our listeners know, I'm truly passionate about. But I have had my brisket disasters as well as my successes, I might add.
Have you any plans for this afternoon? Are you going to fire up the grill?
I will tonight. I was telling John earlier, I've just got a new rotisserie on my green egg, and it's a game changer.
Ooh, I bought a new rotisserie in my green egg.
Two rotisserie cookbooks that I read with interest over the last. So, family beware, I'm back at it. Now, loads coming up and down to business, Anton. I'm going to be looking at the working from home nonsense discussion that was prompted by Dennis O'Brien earlier in the week. We're going to be chatting about that. I'll be also talking in our industry review about, we're looking at music festivals and arts festivals across the country. And I'm also got a father and son in the executive chair from the Sandymount Hotel, operating in business for 70 years down in Leafy D4 there by Lansdowne Road.
70 years between the pair of them. Years. Wow. Look forward to it, Bobby. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Anton.
Bobby Kerr, who's be with you in 21 minutes with Down to Business. Thank you to barbecuing legend John Relahan from Pit Bros as well. One quick, do I need to let the charcoal turn grey before putting the food on?
Yeah, absolutely. Get it hot. And also, just a plug, I'll be doing some masterclasses next month. So if anyone is interested, follow me on Instagram, John Relahan.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your summer.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.